Good morning, everyone. You know, nowadays, COVID-19 or coronavirus is an international pandemic. So please take care of yourself. Anyway, do you make a New Year's resolution? My New Year's resolution was a sound mind in a sound body, which means I wanted to keep in good physical condition, but last time I completely missed the last Martin Luther King's parade. But the next was the Aloha Run. Early that morning, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. and at 6 a.m. Reverend Karu and I walked down to the starting place, Aloha Tower. At the time, so many people were walking, it looked as if it was evacuation. At the meeting place, we saw Reverend Hasebe and half of a dozen church members. After singing the national anthem and Hawaii state song, Hawaii Pono'i, the Aloha Run started. About 10,000 people participated, and we are in middle, so that we are able to start walking gradually. As we walk at our own pace, talking, I realized that this was the neighborhood through which we often drove, and now we are able to really see many details that we usually missed. The 1 mile and 2 mile signs were easily passed. I was surprised to see so many supporters, such as police officers, guides, drink supplier, cleanup and medical crews, and even a cheering band and radio station. Near the end of the course, there were two up slopes, which are difficult for my heart. But near the finish line, a cheering party supported us from both sides. We are truly grateful and thankful for this cheering and encouragement. Therefore, we finally reached the goal destination. That's why I thought as long as we have goals and destinations, no matter how hard it was, we can try to challenge to overcome any problem. That's why the most important one is to set up goal or destination. They say that life is a journey. After you prepare yourself for a trip and go to Honolulu Airport, and there meet your friend who asks you, "Where are you going?" I think that you could clearly answer your destination. But if you reply, "I don't know where I'm going," you are surely be suspected. I wonder if your head is all right. However, if when asked, when you end your life on this world, where are you going? I wonder how many people can clearly answer, "I'm going to such and such a place." When we are asked, "Where are your destination?" you can easily reply, "To the mainland or Japan." I had always been convinced that a journey's destination was wherever I was going to. However, one day I came upon these words, "A journey's destination is a place where you return to. A journey's destination is a place Where You Return To by Mr. Saburo Hasegawa. That overturned my thinking because up until then, I had always thought that a journey was where I'm going to. But Mr. Hasegawa was right. A journey is not finished until you return home from you started. Your journey isn't completed until you return the home. So let's listen to what the master said. If we ask, where is our true home after this life? It is a pure land. Amida Buddha made the universal vow, when being hear my name and think on me, I will come to welcome to you to my land. From a Sutra of Samadhi. Hawaii people like to go to Las Vegas so much. I jokingly told them, if you want to win there, before you go to Vegas, donate to the church, and you will surely win. Then tell me, oh sensei, if I win, I will donate to the church. But nobody donate to the church after they came back. And I ask, why do you like to Las Vegas so much? They say that they like to see the shows and play and gamble in Las Vegas. Then they could forget everything and just enjoy staying there. That's why they like Las Vegas so much. Then I ask them, but if you win $5,000 or the $10,000, but if you lost the home and family to return to Hawaii, what would you do? You must worry about how to leave home and family, because you have the return place of life in Hawaii. That's why you can enjoy to stay in Las Vegas. Like that, our destination of our life is we have to consider our pure land or Buddha land. So, one more time, let's listen to. If we ask, where is our true home after this life? It is a pure land. Amida Buddha made a universal vow. When being here, my name, and think on me, I will come to welcome to my home. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.